on, let him hear you this morning. Come on, let him hear. Come on, reach up. Let him hear you this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you, God. We honor you, God. We give you the glory, God. We thank you, God, for being a way maker, miracle worker, God, promise keeper. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Father, we thank you, God. The heavens are opening now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for our move of your spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your good.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, Jesus. God, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst.
Jesus.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are
Jesus.
Working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Come on, if you know these words, we can say, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come on, you are a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, God. Turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, God. Turning lives around. I worship you. Yeah. I worship you. You
light in the darkness, my God, that is true.
trust in you, you say, Waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come on, God, is in this place. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that's who you are. Just begin to continue to worship God. Yes, we receive it. Wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised.
Yes.
And giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do.
Jesus.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Jesus.
Set our hearts for you. Come and do what you do.
Jesus.
We are here. You come and do what you do, 'cause we need you. Hallelujah. We need you.
Jesus.
We do. Set our hearts on you.
Jesus.
Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Just worship God. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Just a moment of worship.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, has entered into this room. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your presence, God. And we ask you that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, the Lord of hosts. Father, we worship you, God. You said we will receive power. After the Holy Spirit will come upon us, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you for the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless you, Lord Jesus.
Story of the Caribbean.
Take your seat in heavenly places if you can.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're seated in heavenly places, far above all principality, powers, and might. Take your seat in heavenly places. That's where I'm going to take my seat. In a heavenly place. Praise God. Jesus, Father, we just come together. We thank you for this great assembly, God. We thank as we come together, Lord, to study the next move of God. And Lord, we just thank you that you have a plan for your people. And Lord, we just want to partner with that plan. We just want to be a part of that plan. And Holy Spirit, come teach us more and more. We thank you that we have ears to hear. We thank you that they are anointed ears. We thank you that we have eyes to see. And they are anointed eyes. And we thank you that we have a heart to perceive, to receive. And Lord, we just thank you. And let's just lift holy hands to God and just tell him, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your next move.
Thank you.
The next move of God. Not man, but it's a move of God.
Yes.
And I heard no more delays. No more delays. Praise God. Let's get right into the book because we got a lot to this. We got to do this whole book today. And we can do it. Say we can do it. It's for us to do. Okay, the next move of God is a divine revelation of the coming revival. You know, we live in a world where it's so much darkness. So, and it's getting darker and darker. We live in that kind of world. You don't even have to leave home to see the darkness. Just turn your TV on and you can see how dark things has become. And it, you know, in the 16th chapter of Matthew it says, he was going to build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And to people, it looks like the gates of hell are prevailing against it. But God got a plan. His next move. You know, I can understand God that he said God sits in the heaven and laughs. I know he's just laughing about it. They think they got me. They think it's so dark I can't do anything. Guess what? He's waking our people up. You know, we're talking about all the darkness in the world. It have gotten so dark. Really dark. People don't even, they're not even ashamed. You know, people, when I was a child, there was shame of sin. They were, but not anymore. They're open, they're bold. When you can get sued for not making a cake for two of the same couple.
Amen.
For marriage. That's dark.
Yeah.
That's really dark. You lose your whole business because you refuse to make a cake.
This one company in California, 15 years in business, was closed down the other day because of that reason. They closed them down.
They took a stand and it just really just went on and closed down because they weren't going to do it. They say, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it was a little girl. I saw this on the news. She was about 10 years old, and her friend in class, they are Christians. They didn't believe what the teacher was trying to teach them. They were supposed to color a picture of two mommies, and they were like, no, can you please be excused? And they suspended the girl and her friend for like a week. The teacher yelled at them, and it was in the U.K.
Yeah.
But I said, that is
That little black girl?
Yeah, they suspended her for a week. Busted her, like she was just trying to say, I hate gay people, I want them to die. And it was just awful, but she was very, you could tell that girl been taught right in the word, and she was like, that's this brings confusion. Let's just kill kids don't need to know this kind of stuff. She's like, I don't agree with this. It was really powerful. So,
but they're putting books in the school system now that talks about, I have two, you know, two moms, I have two dads, you know, and trying to force the body of Christ and others to accept their sin.
It's Satan.
Yeah. God got a plan.
Amen, girl.
People, he has a plan. Wake up to the plan. He has a move. The next move of God. We got to get into this book because we want to just get everything covered. I want you to turn to page 4 to the contents of the book. Now, first part we're going to talk about is a personal revelation of the next move of God. The first chapter she talked about was the proclamation. And that's very important. Mm. That we're proclaim it.
Yeah.
The world is proclaiming things. I mean, the world is telling you what they're going to do and when, how they're going to do it. And the saints are sitting back saying, oh, how bad that is. Oh, how sad that is.
Right.
But your words are powerful. And we need those words in the atmosphere.
Amen.
We need to put them out there. He said, what you say, he said, you have what I'm going to try this again, Colette. Bless the church. You are the church. He said, you can have what you say. Oh, that's much better. Thank y'all. Okay, so proclamation is very, very important. That we proclaim that revival is coming. That we decree that he will go pour out his spirit upon our sons and daughters. I don't care how foolish they act. Claim that. Proclaim it. And say, well, I don't have a daughter or a son, Sister Mary. Well, you're a servant. He said he'll pour it out on his servant. And what did he say each person would do? They were going to prophesy. You are a prophetic generation. That don't mean you walk in the office of a prophet. But you prophesy. You say what he said.
Yes, amen.
Prophesy it. He said they overcame him. Who is him? He's talking about Satan. Mm-hmm. By the blood of the Lamb. And what they proclaim, what they say.
Yep.
Praise God. So we must start decreeing it. We got to start releasing it in the realm of in the spirit realm. We've got to do it. You know, the first question I want to ask this class, and that's to locate you. Do you think we need a mighty move of God, a mighty revival?
Yes.
Yes. I like that better. Yes. Because see, the spirits that are out there are not flesh and blood spirits that are acting up in these people. They're not flesh and blood. They are spirits in high places. They are. The book of Ephesians tells you what kind of spirits they are operating in our world. So we need the Spirit of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
In a mighty way. We're not talking about a shower.
That's right.
We're not talking about a shower. The shower days was over. You know, thank God for the shower. The shower, we thank you. But we're talking about a flood.
Hallelujah.
Open up the floodgates. We're talking about a flood now. We're talking about an overflowing. One of the things of one of the hallmarks of the early church was what? Every time you saw the writer said, and being filled of the Holy Spirit. Being filled. God wants to visit us this hour. He really do. And you know, some people don't like that word visit. They say, oh, I want to visit. I want to have patience. But they don't understand what the word visit means in the spirit. It means that he want to come and show more of himself.
Yeah.
Tell you.
That's right.
And because we are in time, people,
mm-hmm.
he want to show the fullness of himself.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said in the book of Ephesians, till we all come to the fullness. Till we come to that fullness. Mm-hmm. To see the fullness of him. He want to reveal, he want to visit us in the fullness. Mm-hmm. And the way she described this revival that she saw in the spirit and got a revelation of it, man, that's full. That's the full. He wants to, it's time for now for us people to come into the full.
Yeah.
Little drops won't do. Do won't do. Do won't do. What we're dealing with now. Because we have let sin piled and piled and piled up. And we had stopped some of that sin in 1962 when they took prayer out of the church, out of the school. But you know what some preachers was preaching and saying? They were saying, oh, they weren't praying no real powerful prayers, no way. They wasn't, you know, doing nothing. So being taken out of the school, I mean, that's nothing. You need to pray at home. But what it was saying, God, we want you here. God, we honor you here in our schools.
Yeah.
School is one of the six mountains that we talk about. Mm-hmm. That the body of Christ has to invade. Mm-hmm. That we have to influence.
Yeah.
The world is influencing the school. They're telling you, hey, we're going to get a book that tells you about two mommies and two daddies. And it's okay for the children to read and to accept it.
And not only that, they're even letting
the cross dressers in there.
And the libraries and teach kindergartners and all.
Yeah.
Kindergarten class.
And they're also making little boys and everything going to strip clubs. Little boys, yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's getting dark, people.
Satan's behind all that.
Oh, it's all